Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Welcome to the program Bounties and Gratitude. In our last episode, we explored the incredible bounty of eyesight and discussed how we can express gratitude for this gift. We also covered the importance of safeguarding our gaze and shared some spiritual remedies for protecting our vision. Today, we turn our attention to another valuable topic, health and leisure. Let's discuss these two bounties in detail. But first, let's listen to the excellence of sending durood upon the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Once, King Harun Rashid fell seriously ill. Despite receiving extensive treatment, he could not recover. 6 months passed with no improvement. One day, he learned that Sayyidina Shaykh Shibli rahmatullahi ta'ala was passing by the door of his palace. The king sent a request for the Shaykh to visit him. When Sayyidina Shaykh Shibli rahmatullahi ta'ala arrived, he looked at the king and said that, "Do not worry, by the mercy of Allah Almighty, you will recover today." Then he rahmatullahi ta'ala recited durood and gently rubbed his hand on the king's body, and immediately the king recovered. Har dard ki dawa hai, salli ala Muhammad. Ta'weez har bala hai, salli ala Muhammad. Viewers, no doubt, Allah Almighty has blessed humans with countless bounties, many of which a person experiences and benefits from through their own eyes. Two of these bounties are especially crucial for humans: health and leisure. Weavers, the bounty of health is a precious gift, and its significance is evident in the fact that Allah Almighty created the universe in a way that profoundly impacts human health. For instance, the climate, trees, forests, the four seasons, and ecological balance are all intricately linked to our well-being. The importance of health is further highlighted by the fact that Allah Almighty revealed the knowledge of medical science to humanity. Since the beginning of time, humans have utilized this science to preserve their health. Islam too has emphasized the value of medical science as a means to protect human health, thereby further underscoring the importance of health. Hence, it is proclaimed in the Holy Quran, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُصْرِفُوا. Translation becomes Irfan, eat and drink and do not waste. In Tafsir al-Qurtubi, it is stated under this verse, a non-Muslim physician who served under Khalifa Harun Rashid was an expert in medical science. One day, he said to Sayyidina Ali bin Hussein rahmatullahi ta'ala that there are two kinds of knowledge: religious science and physical science. In the Book of Muslims, the Holy Quran, there is no mention of medical science. He replied that Allah Almighty condensed the entire medical science into half a verse in our book. The non-Muslim physician asked that, "What is that verse?" He rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, "It is the proclamation of Allah Almighty, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُصْرِفُوا. Eat and drink and do not waste." Dear Song Brothers, the bounty of health is one of the most precious blessings in this world. When it is in good condition, it often goes unappreciated. But as it is disturbed, a person remembers the importance of health through pain and affliction. Islam has also provided guidance on the significance and benefits of health. By declaring it a great bounty, Islam motivates us to truly value it. As the final Prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ أَصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. That there are two such bounties regarding which people are deceived. They are health and leisure. It is clear from the hadith of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that when people have health and leisure, they often fail to value them. However, when health turns into illness and leisure becomes busy time, they regret not having taken advantage of these bounties. Unfortunately, this regret at that point does not benefit them at all. Viewers, the importance and value of health are evident in the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as well. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that take advantage of five before five. Your life before your death, your free time before your busyness, your wealth before your poverty, your youth before your old age, and your health before your sickness. Dear Islamic brothers, a person who has good health and the time to perform good deeds, yet out of laziness does not take action thinking that I'll do it later. I have my whole life ahead of me. I'm so young now and these deeds are meant for old age. That person falls into the trap of procrastination. In doing so, he wastes the precious days of his time and health. Someone asked a wise person that tell me the qualities of something that would allow me to stay asleep even during the day. The wise person replied, "Oh person, how unwise you are. Half of your life already passes in heedlessness while you sleep at night. And sleep is the cousin of death. Now, do you want to spend 3/4 of your life sleeping and live only 1/4 of it?" The person asked, "How is that?" The wise person replied that, for example, if your lifespan is 40 years, the time you spend awake will be 20 years. And now you want to reduce that to just 10 years. This means that if you remain asleep during the day as well, you'll lose another 10 years, leaving you with only 10 years to prepare for the hereafter. Therefore, it's important to rid yourself of the desire to sleep away so much time. Viewers, we should value our leisure hours, and instead of spending them in heedlessness or sins, we should use them for good deeds, as it is proclaimed in the Holy Quran. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, "So when you finish, strive in supplication." One commentary of this verse is, "O beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you are free from calling people to the religion, dedicate yourself to worshiping your Lord." From this verse, we learn that a person should not remain idle, nor should he engage in activities that offer no religious or worldly benefits. In other words, we should value the bounty of leisure and avoid wasting it. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Among the attributes of a person's Islam is the characteristic that he gives up the thing that is not beneficial to him." For viewers, health and leisure are deeply connected. A person can truly benefit from the bounty of leisure only when he is healthy. At times, a person becomes so occupied with earning a livelihood that despite having good health, he lacks the free time to seek Islamic knowledge or perform good deeds. On the other hand, when he falls ill, he may have free time but lacks the health to do anything. This highlights the wisdom behind the great bounties of health and leisure. When a person has both, he can worship properly and fulfill his other responsibilities. A young person who possesses these two bounties but fails to take advantage of them suffers a great loss. The value and significance of health are highlighted in this hadith as well. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mihsan Ansari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates from his father that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "If any of you is safe in his home, physically healthy and has sustenance for a day, it is as if he has been granted the entire world." My dear Sangh brothers, you have heard how clearly Islam emphasizes the importance of health. Therefore, we should express gratitude to Allah Almighty for this bounty, as He has kept us safe from illness and blessed us with good health. Even if we fall sick, we should remain patient and seek reward. It is mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawood that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that when Allah Almighty has destined a rank for a person that he cannot attain through his actions alone, he tests him with difficulties in his body, wealth or children. Then he also grants him patience until he reaches the rank that has been destined for him. May Allah Almighty protect us from hardships and calamities, grant us patience in times of illness, and reward us for our endurance. Viewers, health is one of the greatest bounties as the activities of human life depend on it. There's a well-known saying that your health is your wealth. We should express deep gratitude to Allah Almighty for this bounty. One way to show gratitude for health is by valuing it, and the best way to do so is by taking care of it. Just as we discussed the importance of health, let's now explore how we can preserve this bounty and protect ourselves from both external and internal illnesses. Viewers, there is no doubt that illness comes from Allah Almighty, but He has also created a cure for every disease, allowing us to seek treatment and strive to maintain our health. While Islam emphasizes the importance of health, it also provides healthcare principles, the most significant of which is to maintain moderation in one's diet. A balanced diet is better than relying on treatment. Our pious predecessor said, adopt three habits, speaking less, eating less, and sleeping less. In contrast, excessive talking, overeating, and oversleeping are extremely bad habits and lead to loss in both religion and worldly life. Viewers, Allah Almighty has established balance in everything, including our diet. He also commanded us to maintain moderation in what we eat. As we mentioned earlier, His proclamation states, وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُصْرِفُوا that eat and drink and do not waste. The Holy Prophet ﷺ also encouraged maintaining balance in one's diet and said that a human being feels no container worse than his stomach. It is enough for the son of Adam to eat just enough to support his back. But if it is not possible, then he should fill one third of his stomach with food, one third with drink, and leave one third for air. The Holy Prophet ﷺ established a vital medical principle, saying that a person remains safe when he eats in moderation. Overeating increases the risk of abdominal disease, which can lead to further health complications. While maintaining a balanced diet benefits a person in this world, it also holds eternal rewards. As the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, indeed, Allah Almighty takes pride in a person who eats less in the world. He proclaims before the angels that, look at my bondsmen, I tested him with food and drink in the world, and he sacrificed them for my sake. O my angels, bear witness, whoever gives up even a single morsel for my pleasure, I will grant him elevated ranks in paradise. Viewers, just as a balanced diet is essential for maintaining good health, consuming halal food is also crucial for overall well-being. As it is stated in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. Translation comes to Irfan, O people, eat from the earth that which is lawful, meaning halal and pure. This verse commands the consumption of halal and pure food while prohibiting the consumption of haram. There are many wisdoms behind avoiding haram things, one of which is their harmful effects on human health. For example, Allah Almighty has declared blood as haram. Scientific analysis shows that blood contains high level of uric acid, which is toxic due to its acidity and harmful when consumed. Therefore, for the sake of our health, we should consume only halal food, ensuring both our physical well-being and safeguarding our hereafter by avoiding haram. Viewers, maintaining good health requires a balanced and halal diet, but digestion also depends on physical activity. Lying down or remaining seated immediately after eating can be harmful. Experts recommend walking for at least 15 minutes after a meal, as it aids digestion and helps prevent various illnesses. Islam has provided a beautiful system of worship that naturally incorporates physical activity. For instance, subhanAllah, waking up early for Salatul Fajr, performing wudu and offering salah 5 times in a day involves movement that benefits the body. Similarly, acts of worship such as fasting and hajj have positive effects on physical health. While these acts bring us closer to Allah Almighty and enhance our hereafter, they also contribute to our well-being. However, worship should be performed solely for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. If done with the intention of exercise, the physical movements will occur, but the spiritual reward will be lost. May Allah Almighty enable us to worship Him with sincerity. Dear Song Brothers, there are many ways to maintain good health, and consulting doctors for medical advice is essential. However, we have highlighted some fundamental principles that not only promote well-being, but also allow us to earn reward. In Islam, reward is based on intention, and we are rewarded according to our intentions. Therefore, we should make good intentions in all permissible actions, including taking care of our health, so that our efforts become a means of both physical well-being and spiritual reward. Just as maintaining your health is a way to show gratitude for this bounty, there are other ways to express gratitude as well. One way to show gratitude for the bounty of health is to use it wisely, by worshiping Allah Almighty, performing good deeds, and avoiding useless activities. Health is not guaranteed, and illness can come at any time. When a person falls sick, even simple actions like walking or working becomes difficult. In such moments, people often wish that if I recover, I will do such and such good deed to show gratitude to Allah Almighty. While it is important to be grateful after regaining health, true gratitude is shown by making the most of our well-being before illness strikes. Engaging in worship and spiritual exercises while in good health is the best way to express this gratitude. If a person consistently worships Allah Almighty while healthy, but becomes unable to do so due to illness, Allah Almighty still grants him the reward for his worship. Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari rahmatullahi ta'ala states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said that when a person falls sick or goes on a journey, the reward for the worship which he used to perform at home or in good health is still written for him. May Allah Almighty enable us to appreciate the bounties of health and leisure, grant healing to sick Muslims, and bless them with good health. Ameen. Bijahi khatim al-nabiyyin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.